For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Megan Eby's hanging out with us because Tori is on maternity leave.
Yeah, she is.
Having some fun here.
You're making fun of her.
Yeah.
I love
baby.
Her voice. I love her. She's cracking me up this morning.
Well, before you take a shower, let's do a little shower research here this morning.
Let's do it.
I hate to tell you this. I already took mine. Okay. I didn't know we were having this test.
Okay. So what temperature do you like your shower? Now, the dermatologist has a perfect temperature for your shower. I'll tell you that coming up here in a minute.
I like my shower at 104 degrees.
Okay.
And I'm not even joking. My dad has one of those things with the digital temperature
on
it.
Okay.
And so I learned from using his shower, I'm like, that's what I like, 104.
So describe it, because I'm not, I don't even know
what
I
would call
it.
No,
it's not that
hot.
It's warm. It's very warm, but not hot.
I was meaning the shower head. Is it like on your shower head?
It's one of those that's got, no, it's got the big rectangle thing in front of you with 18 nozzles that can squirt your body if you want.
Oh, wow.
It's got the handheld you can switch to. It's got the overhead range. Shower. Yes. He did it up big in his bathroom.
Okay. So for me, I don't like it too hot, but I like it on the warmer side.
I want you to turn it all the way to scalding hot and then just go a little bit higher than that. Like, I need it burning my skin.
My wife is that way.
I need it.
Like the fires of Mordor?
Yes, yes.
The Lord of the Rings?
If really? I'm not pink and red as soon as I get out of the shower, then it wasn't a great shower.
There you go.
See, my wife, she'll wash her hands in the sink in the kitchen, and I'll go wash my hands after, and I'll be, oh, my God, I'm scalded. Call at 911. My hands are burnt. And that's what she considers normal.
Youngest son will sit there for like 5 minutes at the end, and he comes out and he's half red.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow, how hot was that?
Yes, that's the only way to get clean.
Okay.
Wow. So. That's what soap is for.
How about you, Kato?
Just like you. I like it warm, but not hot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it cold.
Y'all are just a bunch of sissies is what it sounds like.
Now, I love a hot tub, and like you said, 104 is about what a hot tub is.
Yeah, but that's not that hot. It's like relaxing.
I can do 104, but I can't do that where you come out pink.
Here we go. No. Number one answer is roasty toasty. 44% of people say that. That's
Woo!
Not you. That's
it's not
you.
Oh, wait, not roasty toasty?
No, roasty toasty.
It sounds like her to me.
I thought so too.
That's where I think women is what's filling that one up.
Number two was 33% said warm is how they like their shower, which would be me and Kato.
No,
I
mean, no, a little more warmer than warm.
Then right. Maybe we're roasty toasty then.
Okay.
Because number three was 10% said fiery hot.
Yes.
No.
That would be you.
So that's not as hot as roasty toasty?
I think fiery hot is worse than roasty toasty.
Huh.
Well, yeah. I would say probably like the roasty toasty is the middle one. Like I feel like it's like
right above warm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then so fiery hot is where you're just getting.
So we're in the majority then.
And then 8% like a lukewarm shower.
Oh, no.
And that's where you don't want to be friends with them because they're just weird.
I almost prefer cold shower to lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because like it's like an ice bath.
Yeah. At least you get some feeling. Right?
Well,
yeah.
That's the next on the list. 3% like a cold shower. And they
which is healthier.
There's benefits. They say blast cold water can boost your immune system, mm-hmm. relieve muscle mm-hmm. soreness, and reduce migraines, believe it or not.
But wow.
I don't want to do that.
See, my dermatologist.
Wow. I was like, are you taking showers with your dentist?
Your gynecologist.
He told me, he said, you got to stop taking hot showers. I'm like, well, they're not real hot. He goes, but because of my skin, I have really sensitive skin that I'll break out, but I can't do it. Every once in a while, I may toss a little cold water on me before I get out, but only when it's 100 degrees outside.
Are you one of those ones that's allergic to tap water?
No, I drink. Tap water is what I drink at home. I drink tap water.
When I was a little kid, we'd shower with my dad. He would always turn it to super cold just before we got out so that way you wouldn't be cold when you stepped out of the shower.
That's smart.
Well, I didn't think so because we didn't like the part where we froze to death in the shower.
Yeah. I told my dermatologist, I'm like, stepping out into a cold bathroom, is that not like
yes.
tossing cold water on me? Because I feel like it is.
Well, some of the people said they only like to take a dust bath.
A what?
What's
dust
that?
Bath for, they say they are chinchillas. I guess they have so much hair. I don't know what it is. Is that like a guy with a big hairy back? What
those
is
are
that?
The ones you don't want to be friends with, no. Megan.
It's mm-mm. like I'm just going to step in, step out, and that's my shower.
Like what do you smell like I a thought dirty you meant vacuum
a
for?
A dust bath.
Now, I've done it. If I'm running late for something, I'll jump in and
you know what?
Out.
I think Tom's right. A dust bath is like the powdered bath where you just like pour the powder on
that's
you.
That's what chinchillas do.
Oh, okay, that's what that is. So
okay.
they don't even get in the water. They just put sure? that dusty powder on.
I don't feel like that's better. Sanitary.
No.
Okay.
And people take alcohol baths, too, where they scrub their pits with alcohol, and then they just wipe down certain places.
With alcohol.
I'm guessing there's certain places they don't wipe down,
well,
too.
Well, you, yeah.
Huh. You're right.
Yeah.
It's, the dust bath is where the animals will roll in dry, loose material like sand, soil, or ash.
Ooh.
To maintain
that ain't
going to
get my cooties off.
I guess is that like to get the oil?
I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There you go.
The person mm-hmm. who said that had dreadlocks for sure.
So it's like dry shampoo.
Yes.
So
yeah.
basically the dust bath is dry shampoo.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, with dirt.
Now, what's the bath when you stand in front of your sink?
Okay, I can't say that one.
You hit the main part.
Yeah. I take that on the weekend sometimes.
All right. So according to dermatologists, the perfect shower temperature to take your shower is between 98 and 105 degrees.
I think that's wrong.
I think
that's wrong.
Yeah.
How do you know? I mean, you're going to take a thermometer in there?
That's what his dad's got, a fancy shower.
His dad's got a fancy one. I don't.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't
you
know.
You can use the thermometers, mouth or the other
no,
one.
No, use one of those food thermometers.
It's like the baby thermometer.
That is a lot of work.
At what temperature does a lobster boil? Did I just grab a lobster and hold in
that's
there with
too
me?
That's
212, I would think, since it's boiling.
That's put it in the shower with me. I'll cook it.
There you go. Give me some butter in here, too, so I can dip it in.
A gourmet dinner in the shower.
There you go.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I'm going to help you out with dating. I'm going to give you some information on what to do on that first date that's more likely to get you a second date.
Well, go ahead, Radio Romeo.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and just put this out there. Mm-hmm. I kind of did this. I didn't do it on the very first date, but I did it very quickly, and it definitely worked for me.
Well, if you tell these secrets, we might not get any more calls of second date updates.
I'm willing to risk it. So it turns out you are far more likely to get another date if you do something active like hiking on your first date or two.
I wouldn't want a second date.
Okay. How about bowling?
That would count.
Because you're active.
Okay, yeah.
You're grabbing, you know, and you're bowling your ball down there. And you're talking some smack.
I don't know if you want to jump right into talking smack or not.
You suck!
Gutter! Gutter ball!
They say doing something active makes you 25% more likely to lead to a second date than meetups at bars, restaurants, or coffee shops.
Mm-hmm.
So hiking actually boasted a whopping 50% success rate.
Wow.
That's the thing. My first date with my wife, we did the typical movie going out dancing. Or not movie, I'm sorry, the restaurant and then going out dancing. So we went to Logan's, actually, had steaks, went out and danced at, I think it was Game Time at the time or whatever was in there at that moment. And it was a typical first date. But our second date, we went hiking at Paris Mountain State Park.
Now, was this when you were kind of working out a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
This was whenever I was, like, you know, single and I was trying to catch me a lady.
Yeah, okay.
And so it worked. I tricked her.
There's so many great places to hike here in the upstate. But, man, second date, I mean, it's almost like a, you know, after a month or so.
Yeah, because but if she likes it and she wants to go every weekend,
I don't want her
to think that I want this. Hiking for me is walking through Falls Park and just walking up Main Street because it's a hill.
Okay.
It's a hill.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you don't have to do hiking. Like Hawk said, bowling. There's other activities you can do.
You do hiking after you ran out of all the other ideas.
Well, for us, I mean, Paris Mountain isn't exactly strenuous hiking.
No.
It says 1 mile or more, I'm like,
Well, I managed to do it at the time, and it was fun. But the good thing about hiking, too, is you're not ever going to want to go back on that trail again because you've seen it.
Okay.
Like, now I know where the dam is. I know where the waterfall. And I'm like, there's no reason to go back and hike there again.
I don't have fun. Last time I went hiking was at the Smoky Mountain in Gatlinburg.
Okay.
We went hiking. And the whole time you see all these warning signs about bears.
Bears, yeah.
I couldn't enjoy the hike from looking for bears. Yeah. And then I'm like, well, where would I run? As long as I'm in the middle of my friends, I might get out of there alive.
And yeah. I'm always looking for snakes and stuff like that.
Snakes.
And bugs biting you.
I don't want that.
So is hiking the only thing they talked about as far as active?
Not at all. They suggested a lot of different, you know, active things, whether it's visiting a museum, strolling through gardens, botanical gardens, attending a concert, grabbing a bite at a food truck, taking a cooking class together, one of those drink and paint classes.
Yeah.
Something that's not just sitting at a table or a bar and getting drunk.
You got throwing axes now. You know, that's kind
I'm
of
not
fun.
Gonna do that.
Well, that's fun. Have you tried it?
I've never tried it. And try is the key word.
I've seen so many videos of her bouncing back at people.
Yeah.
Well, we got our company party this week
at
Social Latitude, and you have to sign a waiver. I'm like, I'm not
you
even
do.
Going to be axe throwing. So do I need to sign this waiver? I don't care to do it.
Okay. Roller skating. You got that.
That's
dangerous though.
Yeah.
You could fall and bust your bottom right there.
Yeah.
But that's a great story.
Roller skating would be a good one.
I think so.
I've always said going to a movie for a date is not interesting to me because you don't get a chance to talk immediately and get to know each other.
But you can make out.
You can't.
If you sit in the
back.
That's
a second date.
If you're shy, though, it's a good place to start. If you're someone that doesn't like to talk a lot,
No.
Well, they say bars used to be the popular option. Having a drink or two can relax you if you're at a place where you're able to talk and get to know each other. But that's becoming less popular for everyone. Boomers are the least interested in going to a bar. And Gen Z sees the least success following dates at a bar. More singles are seeking alcohol-free ways to connect and create a space.
I'm not going then.
For authentic conversation and emotional chemistry that can grow organically.
How about this? How about an experience at Walmart or Target or
I don't think that
Costco,
would be good.
Sam's? Because you get to know their shopping habits and kind of see what's going on.
We just literally had a second date update where that did not work.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but if you watch her going in there wanting to buy everything, you know you're going to have a lot of money
to keep her up. That's true.
So that's a good idea, kind of.
You can hold hands and kind of stroll the aisles and see what they're into and what they're not into.
Get in the buggy, baby. I'll push you around.
That's active.
Might work. I don't think so.
Okay.
But so anyway, they're saying try to find something active to do on your first date or two because it's more likely to lead to second and third dates.
And there are a lot of things to do. I mean, you've got, you know, the indoor putting places.
Mini putt, that's fun.
Yeah, Frankie's.
You got go-kart racing, all that stuff.
Go-karts,
so there's plenty to do. That would be fun. And on, like, racing, you can find out how bad a driver she is.
Yeah. And if it doesn't work out, call us for the second date update.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know that social media anger is a lot like road rage?
Dude, I'm having it right now.
You're online right now.
And I do. I get like this road rage thing with social media.
Yeah. How often do you express your anger through social media? They had some leading psychologists look into this for you, Tom.
Well, thank God.
They had a warning and said anger expressed via social media is very similar to road rage. The dangerous combination of people feeling distance from the person that they are arguing with and having a vast platform in which to vent anger instantly encourages users to become more aggressive. So it's going to be an aggressive situation for you when you start to post something online.
That's exactly what I want. I want to be angry. I want to be able to vent my anger. I want the other person to feel a visceral response to what I say because I'm so mad.
Yeah.
And the reason you get so mad is because you can't actually communicate with them.
No.
You can't just sit there and chat with them and go, hey, you know, oh, look, Jesus on TV.
Oh, that's Jesus from Chosen.
Yeah, from Chosen. Wow. I need to take all this back then.
Yeah.
No, but you're online and you're like, oh, that's wrong. I want to correct it, but there's no one to talk to. So instead, you just say it to everyone.
And you get all worked up. Your blood pressure rises probably. I just look at that person and go, well, what an idiot. And I keep scrolling.
See, the difference is I say, what an idiot, and I'm going to do something about it.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, but I do. I feel better after I get done because I have told them they're an idiot and everyone can now see that.
But then they respond with something even more dumb and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that makes me mad.
So just scroll on past.
I will say, Kato, you sound like my wife, and
well,
I honestly, I limit guess. Myself to like 3 articles on Twitter or something.
Tom, clean up your underwear.
Yeah, pick it up.
You sound just like her now. But I can only handle so many before I have to literally, I'll be like, okay, time to go back to crossword puzzle because I'm starting to get my blood pressure up.
Yeah, a lot of people can just look past it, but they say when using these sites, these are the experts, they say people are less likely to feel empathy, patience, or compassion towards others, and are significantly quicker to judge and more dangerously reactive in their anger when they make their posts.
Now, here's my new favorite place to do this is Nextdoor.com.
That's the neighborhood?
Yeah, because those people, like, you're not that far from you, but they're still far enough they can't beat you up.
But they know where you live.
Not exactly.
Really?
Just the neighborhood.
Well, mine had my name on my house. Yeah.
But they don't show other people that.
I don't know, but I quickly uninstalled that and canceled my...
If that was true, I'd have been beat up a long time ago.
Well, you can hide behind that post because a lot of times people don't know who you are. You've got a fake account anyway.
Or hide behind your wife when they show up at the door.
Okay. Yeah, you could do that,
too. Honey, I think I wrote something on next door again. Could you get the door? Tell them I don't live here.
Well, 84% of people admitted that they become more easily exasperated and stressed out and enraged at others online than they ever would do it in person. You know, that is how it's changed a lot because of the internet. You know, you can say all these things. People don't know who you are. You can say whatever. But you would never walk up to a person like our parents or grandparents and say whatever you see online nowadays. You'd never see that because they would be constant punching out people all the time.
Could you imagine walking up to somebody and going, like?
Yeah, like.
Or more likely, you would be going, I don't like what you said. Yeah. You're an idiot. Thumbs down to you.
Just put a thumbs down right in your face while they're talking.
Man. Right.
Unfriend.
Yeah. I unfriend you.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is what surprised me a little bit, though. Ages 18 to 24 were most likely to be the age group to say they are always worked up while using social media.
That's sad. Life's too short to get worked up over somebody's dumb comment.
Yeah, I
agree, and that's what I'm trying to work on is not getting worked up. I still want to say all that stuff to them, but I don't want to be stressed when I do it. I want them to be stressed when they read it.
Okay. And the thing is that they don't care. They're probably looking at you going, well, what an idiot to respond to my dumb post.
No, because they write back and they get mad, and then you know you got
it. Okay, sometimes they do, but sometimes they just ignore it and just move on. Then you've wasted all your time complaining and griping.
You know what? You say that, but honestly, everyone gets a little bothered by it when it happens. They act like they don't. They're like, oh, I'm going to mute that person and move on. But deep down inside, they think about it.
I'll be honest, I don't read most comments.
You can't read.
I don't like to read.
That's cheating.
That is cheating.
You're supposed to read what I said.
I hear you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you know, I got some things here you only know if you've lived with a stranger. Now, I know the dorm room was one of my first times I was hanging out with strangers.
Right.
People that you don't have any clue. You've never met them. You don't get an option because we would have a quad. It was four rooms attached to one bathroom. And so you get to know them very well, especially their schedule. I had a friend. His name was Ken Lomax, and he would just crank up the radio every morning, even on the days I got to sleep in and had late classes.
What a jackwagon. Yeah,
he would just jam it up in there. But they would also have three or four other guys doing the same thing.
Oh, when you said schedule in one bathroom, I was thinking that's the schedule you keep up with.
You can know that, too. It was awkward.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Well, these are the things that you only know when you live with a stranger, and that is one of them. You feel really awkward about the fact that you're human and you have to go to the bathroom. And we didn't have stall doors on our bathroom or even shower curtains in our quad as far as
about
college.
Showers, but it's the bathroom part. I mean, even with my friends, if I stay in a hotel room that's got two queen beds and the bathroom's right there, I don't like that. In fact, I just recently had that with a friend, and I said, next time we're getting a suite.
I got you.
Where I have my own bathroom.
Well, you're very sensitive to that. Like, you don't go to the bathroom here if anyone's in the bathroom.
I don't know. I look for legs. If there's legs, I just hold it.
Well, we were talking about that the other day. When you're in a hotel room, it's like you try to make noise or you just wait until they go to the beach or the pool.
Don't you have to run down to the lobby real quick?
Go get some ice, could you?
Your dorm room experience was very different than mine because I just had the classic two of us in the dorm, community bathroom down the hall.
Oh, okay. So yours was down the hall.
There was a lot. We were more in common with each other on the day-to-day stuff because we were in the same room with a bunk bed.
Yeah, that's what I've seen.
Okay.
But the bathroom wasn't quite the same as yours, and no one was waking each other up in the morning.
Well, okay. Well, we just had the four rooms connected, so I'm sure there's different ways to experience that.
Well, I went to Tri-County Tech, so my roommates in my dorm was my mom and dad because I still lived at home.
I got you. But you know what? As far as that goes, I can only think about living with strangers. First of all, it was the dorm. And then, of course, me and Tom, we were roommates for a long time. Now, when I first moved in with him and a couple other fellas, I had no idea how his how he would be.
Wow. Yeah. I guess I couldn't do it now, when I was younger, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and there's nothing more awkward than that first conversation when you have not picked your roommate. Now, a lot of times you can go through and do all the jump through the hoops to get your roommate that you want. But then that's that first time that you meet that person at the in college, you know, and that's going to be your dorm mate for a whole, you know, 3 months there.
I've seen movies, you know, you get one that looks like they could kill you in your sleep. One's going to be the partier.
Uh-huh. I had a pretty classic one because I was a freshman and I got set up with a senior who was a Bible major.
Oh, okay.
And so for him, I think he was the one going through culture shock, like, oh no.
Because you were rowdy?
Well, you're a freshman. You're staying up all night studying. He's a senior. He's burned out.
Right.
And plus, he's a Bible major and I'm like some punk kid who came from partying town. And so, you know, he would have talks with me about my spiritual life, and I would be like, well, you know, I'm working on it, but I'm not quite there yet.
I'd be like, what spirits? Vodka?
Yeah, exactly.
Gin?
Well, you know, speaking of getting in trouble, I had a roommate, his name was Steve Taylor, and he would sneak his girlfriend over to the guy's dorm. It was all guy's dorm, and they could be there for a certain amount of time. But, like, after 9 o'clock, all girls had to be out of the dorm. Well, you know, he'd say, hey, can you leave the room tonight or whatever? Or we would, and we got busted a couple of times, and I got in trouble too because there was a girl in my dorm room.
Oh, yeah. Shame on you.
Yeah. You guys, you went to Bible college.
Well, so there was no girls
no
in
girls
our dorm rooms.
Yeah.
I've snuck into a dorm.
Have you really? How old were you?
This girl I met, I think it was a bar a long time ago.
Okay.
She went to Anderson, Anderson College, now university. And she said, come to my dorm room. Well, we didn't do anything because her roommate was there, too.
Yeah.
But I just hung out with them. But she said, now I'm going to sneak you in. I'm like, I'm going to get caught sneaking into Anderson University's dorm room.
Yeah. How'd she sneak you in?
I don't remember. It was later in night, so I don't know.
The fire escape?
It was so long ago.
You doing army crawl on the balcony trying to sneak into the class?
No, it wasn't that bad.
Into the dorm room?
I was in this Bob Jones-like school, and of course, you weren't allowed to drink. You weren't allowed to do all this, and we had a curfew.
Uh-huh.
And we came in one night well after curfew, and we had stolen a Wendy's parking sign because we thought it would be cool to put on the dorm room wall.
You were the rowdy one. I wonder what your roommate thought about that.
Well, this was after my first roommate. And so we barely got in our room when the RA is knocking on the thing. He's like, hey, Tom, did you guys hear anything? We're like, no, Jimmy, we didn't hear anything. Thank God he didn't come walk. Because he thought we were these nice little kids. So he didn't think we were the ones. And then someone down the hall yelled, I hear him on the roof. So they all took off running. I'm like, thank you, whoever did that.
Yeah, okay. So some things you only know if you live with strangers. Now, one thing I did know about Tom, he was great with toiletries. He always had toilet paper and Kleenex at the house, which I thought was kind of cool for a guy. I mean, because I'd never buy that stuff. Oh, hey, can I borrow
it? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, look, we were younger.
That's where that all went? Why wouldn't you have toilet paper and Kleenex?
Honestly, though, you have gotten me back because here at work, I've got my wet wipes in my drawer in the office there, and they disappear.
It's very odd. Y'all share wet wipes.
We don't share them.
I just steal them. That's totally different.
Big difference.
So you really get to know, you know, strangers when you live with them. They become your best friends and sometimes even lifelong partners.
That's true.
Tom's my computer friend and my lifelong partner.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.